In the name of Jesus. If you take a jug of water and pour it, it always flows anothen, downwards. And it's water all the way from where it starts on its way to where it's going. Water is the same as water, and yet not the same water, but new water. And it never flows backwards. As you may have seen sometimes in the cinema where they turn the reel backwards. The Lord never plays the reel backwards. With him, it's always forwards. He never does the same thing twice, and yet always water is water. Natural religion has loads of water and runs in cycles, round and round, in circles, back again to where you started. The sun, the seasons, man, Osiris, the Nile. Wherever there's religion, you'll almost certainly find water being used. Natural man knows deep down he needs cleaning. Toward that, he uses water religiously. Whose water is it? And who is doing things with it? Tertullian, you may recall, gathered together all the water that he could find in Scripture, starting with the primal water upon which the Spirit brooded. However, Tertullian disavows deriving what he says from similitudes, lest he seem to be praising water more than confessing baptism. Or, as Dr. Luther said, do not ponder the fact that the water is wet, but that it has the words of God. So, what of the water in today's lesson? Here is water with which we have some words of the Lord, the Exodus waters, through which the Lord made a path for his people to go on, and by which he drowned their enemies who would hold them in bondage. Having had that recalled, we are then told, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. How shall we know it's a new thing if we don't remember the old thing? Remember not is flat contradiction of Exodus 13:3. Remember this day in which you came out of Egypt. Passover is big Zakah day. Confronted with a contradiction in Scripture, I dashed out to find an exegete, and he told me that it was a literary device, a sort of hyperbole. The new thing will so surpass the old thing that to remember the old thing would be to cling to something now surpassed. Yet it does look very much like a repeat. New, it seems, is not what there wasn't any of before. Actually, it's more of the same, and more, astonishingly more. In the old things and the new things, the Lord did the same thing. He makes a way. In the old things, he makes a way in the sea. In the new things, he makes a way in the wilderness. Both times, water. Old-time perilous water that drowns chariot and horse, army and warrior. New-time water where there was no water. A wilderness brought to life by water, gladdening the heart of the jackal and the ostrich. When it comes to water, you can't fool a jackal or an ostrich. Nowadays, when you can't trust nobody, certainly not those running for election, you can at least trust a jackal and an ostrich about water. They give honor to the Lord for the water he provides. Have you ever watched a chicken drink? With every mouthful, it gives thanks to God. Our Lord has bidden us to go to school with the lilies of the field and to learn of the birds. The wild beasts know their Lord. As we were told at the beginning of Lent, the Invocavit Gospel, the temptation of Jesus. Mark tells us he was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts. Christ, in his gentleness, thirsting and hungering, walked in the wilderness. Soft words of grace he spoke unto lost desert folk. They listened, wondering. He heard the bitterns call from ruined palace wall, answered them brotherly. He held communion with the she-pelican of lonely piety and poor, blind, broken things in foul in their miseries. And then to Cana, where aqua deum vidit et erubuit, the water saw, recognized her Lord, and blushed. On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and proclaimed, "If anyone thirst, let him come to me and drink. As the scripture has said, out of his body shall flow rivers of living water." This was the climax of the Feast of Tabernacles, on each day of which a pitcher of water was brought from the pool of Siloam and poured out upon the altar in the temple. "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." He spoke of the temple of his body. One of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once there came out blood and water. Shall we gather at the river, the beautiful, the river? Shall we gather at the river and be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Ezekiel 47 tells of water flowing from the temple more and more. A river flowed out of Eden to water the garden, and there it divided and became four rivers. Eden over again? Yes, Eden plus. What is all this water and all this joy? Then he showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. Also on either side of the river, the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month, always something to look forward to. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert, to give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself, that they might declare my praise. My chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself, that they might declare my praise. Might declare my praise. Let's do it. Amen.